Today's shiur in Sechta Kedushin Daf Tezayin. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph at the fifth line. Begins the Gemara Ubishtar. We learned in the Mishnah that an Eved Ivri could be bought with a shtar. Ask the Gemara Manolan, from where do we know this halacha? Answers the Gemara Amud Ula Makra. The Pasuk speaks, when the Torah speaks about the Amud Avriya, says the Torah Mecheres as we've learned and we're going to learn, the owner of an Eved, of a Shivka Kananis or his son can, and perhaps one should even suggest, should do Yiud with her in order that they should be able, in order to marry her. Tarak Dasha speaks about a case that instead of, in addition to taking the Sama of Ria as a wife, he took a cheres hikachla, he'll take another wife. Says the Gemara, what is the Torah mean with this pasuk? Hikisha kosov lacheres. Torah Kedosh is comparing the marriage of the owner to this woman to a cheres, to a different, to marrying another woman. Now, as we've learned in our Masechta, certainly ma cheres mikne b'shtar, just like the halacha is, you can marry a woman, the first Mishnah of our Masechta taught us, you can marry a woman with a shtar. So from here we learn, af amavriya, an amavriya could also be bought mikne b'shtar. So Rishonim ask that according to the basis that we're just learning in the Gemara, that an amavriya is purchased with a shtar, just like a wife becomes mukadeshes with a shtar. So the one we learn, that just like an amavriya could be bought with kesef, so too could a wife be bought with kesef. If we're seeing in our Gemara that the Torah is connecting the halacha of an amavriya to marriage, so then the halacha ought to be, we spent a lot of time learning at the beginning of the Masechta, that a wife could become mekudeshes through kesef. Why don't we learn it from the halacha of amavriya? Says Tosfos that if we would learn Kedusha Kesef from the fact that an Amar Avriya can become an Avriya through Kesef, we would learn that you need to have two, we would end up needing two Prutus to do a Kedushin. Because the halacha is that for an Amar Avriya, one Pruta is inadequate to purchase her. But we know, as we learned in the first Mishnah of our Masechta, that Kedushin is affected with one pruta. That's why Amavriya cannot serve as the source for that halacha. Tosfos also quotes Rabbeinu Nisano that says that the halacha is that how do we know that an Amavriya is actually nikna b'kesef? So we've learned and will learn because the Torah says that one of the ways an Amavriya is freed is v'hefta. The hefta we learned means that she does geroin kesef. We deduct from the value. And that's why we learned that just like she leaves with geroin kesef, she could become a kodeshes with kesef. But the halacha, as we've also know, we learned in the first Mishnah of Amasechta, that isn't the halacha by a wife. By a wife, she does not become free through kesef. So since all of this emanates from the fact that a Amma goes out with Kesef, that's how we know she's purchased with Kesef, which that is clearly not the halacha regarding a wife. She doesn't go out with Kesef. So that's why we could not learn this halacha from an Amma. The Ramban and the Rashba answers that since an Amma of Riyah, the halacha is that goes out with Kesef, they learn it in a simpler fashion. Since we see that Amar Avriya goes out with Kesef, so we see that the Kesef plays a very different role by an Amar Avriya than it plays by an Isha. And therefore, we can't learn the halacha of an Isha Niknas B'Kesef from Amar Avriya. Ask the Gemara, so the way we've learned that a Amar Avriya is Nikna B'Shtar is because just like an Isha becomes married through a Shtar, so too does an Amar Avriya get bought by Ishtar. Ask the Gemara, Ha nichlamandam Ishtar, Amavriya, Adnan Kosvay. There's a question when an Amavri is purchased with a shtar, who writes it? Is it the owner of this Amma, who is the one that's purchasing her? And therefore, it's very similar to the Kedusha Isha. By Kedusha Isha, the husband who's taking the wife writes the shtar. However, Elamand of Kosvoy, according to the opinion that the shtar of Ramavriya is written by the father, so the shtaris are very different. Here, by Kedushin, the one who's receiving her is the one that writes it. And here, the one who's giving her away, the father, is the one that writes it. How can we connect them? Michael Maimer, for teaches us the Gemara, the Itmar, we actually learned regarding the shtar of Amavriya. Shtar Amavriya Mikosvoy. Question is, who writes that shtar? Rav Huna Amar Adon Kosvoy, the owner who's buying her is the one that writes the shtar. Rav Chisda Amar, Rav Chisda's opinion is the Av, the one who, so to speak, is selling her, the father, writes it. So therefore, ask the Gemara, Hanichla Rav Huna, that the shtar Kedushin and the shtar of the Amavriya similar, so that's why one can be learned from the other. But ask the Gemara, El Rav Chisda, that says by Kedushin, the husband writes it, and by Amavriya, the father writes it. My Ikla Meimer. So the Pashup Shad is, since the Shtaris are written by different people, we can't learn one from the other. But ask the Rajba, if this is a legitimate line of reasoning. We've learned in our Masechta that how do we know that a shtar is effective in using to get married? Because we learned the Yotzev HaHaisa, we learned early in our Masechta, we learned the halacha of a shtar erisin from shtar gerushin. But if we think about that, by shtar erisin, who the one that writes it is the one that is getting the wife, the husband. By shtar gerushin, the one who's selling the wife, so to speak, the husband is the one that's writing. So we're saying that when shtaris are different, then they can't be learned from one from the other. How can we learn a shtar erisin from shtar gerushin? So Rajba answers that indeed there is a difference in the shtar gerushin and the shtar erisin, but there's still something which is very, very fundamentally the same. Both of them, the husband is the one that's writing the shtar. And therefore, even though the husband plays a very different role in a shtar gerushin and a shtar erisin, but he's still the husband in both of those shtaris. And that's why the Gemara says the Rajba felt one can be learned from the other. That can't be said when we speak about the shtar of a Amavriya and the shtar erisin. Says the Gemara, Amar Rach by Yaakov Amakra. The Torah, when it speaks about an Amavriya leaving, says, Leseitze Kitzeis HaAvodim. The halacha is that if the owner knocked out the tooth of an Eved or blinded him, the halacha is the Eved goes out free. But this isn't that way. If the owner harmed the Amavriya, he pays her for the damages, and she continues to work. So it teaches us, Leseitze Kitzeis HaAvodim. She is purchased the way Avodim Kananim are purchased. What is meant with this? My niu, that Avodim Kananim are purchased with shtar, so she too is purchased with a shtar. Veima, says the Gemara, maybe what this pasuk is coming to teach us, that the Amavri could be purchased the way Avodim Kananim are purchased, or my niu, what is meant with that? To teach us the chazaka that Eved Kanani can become the Eved of a owner through chazaka, and she'll become that way as well. Amakra, says the Gemara, the pasuk says regarding Eved Kananim, v'snachaltem oisem v'neichem achreichem l'reshes achuza. We learn from oisem b'chazaka that only avon Kananim are like karka, like property that could be bought with chazaka, like acher, but amavriya cannot be bought with chazaka. Veima asked the Gemara, Veima oisim b'shtar. Maybe what the Torah means to teach us is that avodim kananim can be purchased with a shtar, like acher b'shtar, but amavriya cannot be purchased with a shtar. Says the Gemara, the ksiv. But the pasuk says leifetzei ketzeisa vadim, and from that we can learn that dama v'ksiv leifetzei ketzeisa vadim. From there we learned that she's bought with a shtar. Says the Gemara Marisa. So what the Gemara is saying is, let's take stock of all the pasukim we have. The pasuk of Misnachaltem was saying, comes to teach us that an Amavriya cannot be bought with Chazaka. The pasuk of Loiseitzi Ketseis Avadim comes to tell us they can be bought with a shtar. So, because the pasuk of Misnachaltem Esam teaches us that maybe ask them when we should say just the opposite. The Misnachaltem Esam comes to teach us that Amavri cannot be bought with a shtar, and Loiseitzi Ketseis Avadim teaches us they can be bought with Chazaka. We have one pasuk that's marba, a type of a kinyan, and we have one pasuk that excludes. Why we're saying that what's included is a shtar and what's excluded is Chazaka? Maybe you say just the opposite. Answers the Gemara: Mistar b'shtar hav l'rabuyi. If we're going to choose what we should include, it makes sense, says the Gemara, to include shtaris. She came mighty Bas Yisrael. We see that a Bas Yisrael gets divorced with a shtar. So it makes sense that shtaris are what's used in whenever we speak about women. Ask the Gemara, Adrabba, we can make an argument, Chazaka Avala Rabuye. The Chazaka should be the way to make the Kenyan, because we find that the Torah gives a very strong type of Kenyan to Chazaka. She can kind of nechse ger. The only person who could die without any relatives is a ger. And when a ger dies and he doesn't have any relatives, all of his assets become hefker. And the halacha is whoever seizes them first becomes the owner of them. So we see that the only type of kinyan that will be effective in such a circumstance will be kinyan chazaka. So says the Gemara, from here we see that kinyan chazaka is a particularly strong kinyan. And maybe that's what the type of kinyan that should work by Amavriya, rather than shtar that doesn't have this particular strength, says the Gemara. Yes, kinyan chazaka we just showed is a very strong kinyan, but it's beishus mil ashkachan. We don't have a precedent that it's a very strong kinyan when it comes to getting married. And the focus of our Gemara is regarding marriage. And therefore, the fact that it's strong in other areas of halacha is irrelevant. Ibai Seima, says the Gemara, Lahachi, the Gemara, we said, started with saying, Letzeitzis Ketzeis Avodim, that shtar works, chazaka doesn't work. Lahachi, that what? How do we know which kinyan works, doesn't? Ahani imacheres. We began the shir with macheres yikachlo, and we learned from there we learned that just like a isha is niknas bishtar, so too an amavri is nikna bishtar. But the Gemara immediately asked on that isn't a good source, because as we learned that according to Rav Chisda, the type of shtar that's written in purchasing an Amma of Riyah and the type of shtar that's written in getting married are very, very different types of shtaris. And therefore, according to Rav Chisda, so how could one be learned from the other? So that's why we started down this path. But it is enough of a limud to teach us that to some degree, shtar is a method of buying an Amma of Riyah, even if it's a different type of a shtar. Ask the Gemara. But Rav Huna was able to learn it from the way we began the shiur today, with Mecheres Yikachlo, that since the shtar that's written when one purchases an Amavriya, and the shtar that's written when one gets married, a similar type of shtaris according to Rav Huna. So we learned, if a shtar kedushin works, so too does a shtar buying an Amavriya. So all these other lamudim that the Gemara just learned aren't necessary according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna, hi loiseitzi ketseis avodim, so my darshibe, what will he use this pasuk for? Says the Gemara, haumi baile, he teaches us, sheni yoytze barashi avaram kevid. The halacha is that an ever kanani, as we said earlier, if the owner harms him, and one of the chavdal, and he causes that one of the chavdal rashi avaram, one of the 24 organs, should be damaged, the Ever Kanani goes out free, That isn't halacha that applies by an amavriya. But ask the Gemara, Rav Chisda, who uses this pasuk to teach us that an amavriya is bought with a shtar, where will Rav Chisda learn this halacha from? Says Rav Chisda, Imke lichtav krole seitzei kavadim. To teach this halacha, it would be adequate if the Torah wrote leseitzei kavadim. Why did the Torah add the words ketseis havadim? Shmamina tarti. We can learn from this two halachas. One is that amavri doesn't go out with resh avarim, and the other halacha is that amavri could be purchased. An amavri could be purchased with a shtar. We learned in the Mishnah the kaina that every goes out b'shanim. That means after 6 years, his term is up. Midiksiv says the Gemara. How do we know that? Because the Gemara says that the pasuk is explicit. The pasuk says, "Ki sikta evad ivri sheishanim yavoid v'shivis yetsi l'chav shechinim." We learned another way that evad ivri goes out is b'yovel. That when yovel come, the evad ivri goes out. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that? Says the Gemara, the ksiv, because the pasuk says, "Ki yamach achicha imach v'nimkaloch ad shnas hayovel, until the shnas hayovel yavrimach." But when yovel comes, it goes out. We mentioned earlier in our shir that the other way an evad ivri goes out is be groin kesef. And as we explained in previous shurim, what groin kesef means is we figure how much the evad ivri was bought for. The example we gave was that evad ivri was bought for $60 for a term of 6 years. That means $10 a year. So if the evad ivri after 3 years is able to give $30, which is the balance, that's how the evad ivri will go out free, and that, as we said, is called giroin kesef. How do we know that that is effective? Answers says the Gemara amachiskia amakra fehefta that melamet shemagarei mepijonai, they deduct the amount that they worked for yoytza. Continues the Braisa. Tanya v'kainas atzmai, the Eved could go out free, b'kesef, b'shava kesef, u'b'shtar. Says the Gemara, b'shlam b'kesef, that the Eved could buy himself out to freedom, the ksiv. The pasuk says, yoshev gulosoi m'kesef m'knosoi, and that's how we know that kesef is effective. Shava kesef nami, that you give something that's equivalent, is also, because we learned, the Torah uses the words yoshev gulosoi, and from the words yoshev gulosoi, the halacha is that shava kesef is kikesef, that shava kesef is equivalent. Ask the Gemara, hai shtar hechidami. But ask the Gemara, what is the case of shtar that we are referring to? Ilam the kosla shtar adame, that the Eved wrote an IOU to his owner, and the owner was willing to accept that as the same as receiving money. Hainu kasef. So that's the same as kesef. Ella, what the Braisa means to say, shichrur, that the owner wrote a shtar shichrur, a document freeing the Eved, and he wrote, harei ato ben chayrim. But ask the Gemara, if that's the case, shtar lomeli, why was it necessary for the owner to write a shtar? Ask the Gemara, lemele be'apetrei, it should be satisfactory that the owner should say in front of two people, zil. Inami, or he could say it be'api be'i dino. He should say it in front of Bezdin Zil. Amar Rava says Rava zoysa meris eved gufay kanui, that Eved Ivri becomes the property of his owner, and therefore harav shemach al geroinoi, just by saying you don't owe me the money anymore, it's not enough. En geroinoi macho, you have to have a minimum of a shtar shichra. The Rishonim discuss, we learned that the Eved Ivri goes out by Yovel. What does that mean that he goes out by Yovel? So the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah brings a machloikus about this. The Chum hold that on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, which is the day that the Torah says, Taviru Shoyfe B'chol Arzachem, the Eved goes out. Shmuel ben Yosef Yochanan Breika says that Yovel really begins on Rosh Hashanah of the Yovel year. And therefore, from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, They did not work, but they didn't go home until Yom Kippur came. That's when they went home. According to Turi Oven, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we see that he holds that the tekiah, that they blow the shofar on the Yovel year, is essential to becoming a Yovel year. And therefore, as long as the shofar wasn't blown, even though the Yovel year began on Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't really take effect till the shofar is blown. The Miches Chinuch also points out, as we learned and we're going to learn, that every we know is allowed to live, if his owner gives him a Shifcha Kananis, he's allowed to live with that Shifcha Kananis. Says the Miches Chinuch, during that period that Rabbi Shmuel ben Oysher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha just identified from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, since he's in this quasi-state, he would not be allowed to live anymore with the Shifcha Kananis because he may be going home. We also learned that he goes out at 6 years. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, how do we count the 6 years? Some learn the 6 years as we looked at the anniversary of the six years. That's the opinion of the Ramban and Tosfos and Masechta Nida. Rashi seems to learn that we counted to the minute. 6 years to the exact hour when he began to work. Tosfos asks a question that the Gemara said that one of the ways an Ivri goes out is with a Shtar Shichur. So the Gemara asked, why does he need a Shtar Shichur? He could have just announced that I'm freeing you in front of two people or a Beis Din. So Tosfos asks, why didn't the Gemara mention that the owner, if he wanted to, he could have been Mafgur the Evid? So Tosfos answers that absolutely, if the owner wanted to be Mafgur the Evid, it would work. But what the Gemara wanted to ask is that we're saying that you need to have a Shtar. And the Shtar says, Hare Ata Ben Chayrim. If that's the case, to accomplish the Hare Ata Ben Chayrim, asked the Gemara, we could accomplish that without a Shtar. We could accomplish it just with the owner making that declaration. So the Gemara says that the Eved Ivri is Gufay Konui. The Eved Ivri is owned by the owner. So the Rishonim all make the point that the ownership of an Eved Ivri, the Ramban, famous Ramban, the ownership of owner of his Eved Ivri is not your typical ownership. Typically, the best example we could give is the way an owner owns his Eved Kanani. It's his asset. It's his property. What here it means has the two parts, says the Ramban, of ownership of an Eved Ivri. One is, he says, a kinyan moment, that the Eved Ivri has to work for the owner. And the other element, says the Ramban, is a kinyan iser, that the owner could give the Eved Ivri, as we learned and will continue learning, an Eved Shifcha Kananis as a wife. Says the Ramban that the Shtar Shichur that the Gemara says that Eved Ivri has to receive is only to take away the Kinyan Isser. But for the Kinyan Mammon, for the financial element, it's just like our Gemara suggested, you could just make an announcement. That would be satisfactory for the Kinyan Mammon. The reason that you need a Shtar Shichur, says the Ramban, is because of the Kinyan Isser that exists in the ownership of an Eved Ivri. So points out the Rashba that since, as we've been learning and will continue learning, that the only type of Eved Ivri the owner could give a Shifcha Kananis to is a Meicher Api Bezdin, but a Meicher Atzmai, if the Eved Ivri sold himself under those circumstances, the owner cannot give him a Shifcha Kananis. So says the Rashba, that if that's the case, the ownership that a person has in Eved Ivri who is Meicher Atzmai, who sold himself, is a much more limited ownership. And therefore, the only Shtar Shichur, since he doesn't get a Shifcha Kananis, is not necessary. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says that even by Meicher Atzmai, a Shtar Shichur is required. But we need to understand, why does the Ritva say that? If we're learning now that the Ramban makes a lot of sense, says that the reason you need to have a Shtar Shikr is because of the Kinyan Isser, but by Meicher Atzmoy, there is no Kinyan Isser. So if by Meicher Atzmoy, there is no Kinyan Isser, why would a Shtar Shikr be necessary? So the Mefarshim say a beautiful Pshat in the Ramban, in the Ritva. They say that the Ritva here is Lishitosoi. The Ritva here is following his opinion. Because Ritva says that even though the halacha is that a meicher api atzmai, Bezdin cannot force him, the owner cannot force him to marry someone, but the halacha is that meicher api atzmai, if he chooses to want to be married to a shifcha, then he may be married to a shifcha. So there is, therefore, according to Ritva, some element, of Kinyan Isser. Since there's some element of Kinyan Isser, that's why the Ritva says that even a Meicher Atzmai requires a Shtar Shikr. Our Gemara also spoke about making an announcement. Zil Bapei Trei, go make an announcement. And the announcement is really a Mechila. And the question is, when, if somebody makes an announcement, does it, is it an announcement that's adequate, and when not? The Ramah in Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Shin Lam Gimel Sif Ches, says that if somebody makes an announcement of Mechila, and it's clear that it was done out of anger, it doesn't make any difference. But the Marit says, and Evan Ezra Chelik Beis Simen Chaf, that the Mechila doesn't have to be explicit Mechila. If the person who's being Moichel says, Ein li alecha kol tfiya, he just says, I have no claim against you, says the Ritva, says the Marit, that's enough. Why is this such an interest? Why are these points so important? Because I saw an interesting Shaila that the Cheshukei Chemer discusses. Shimon owes Reuven money. So Reuven called up Shimon, says, you owe me money. And Shimon tells Reuven, my situation, my financial situation is really not simple, and therefore I don't have right now the ability to pay you. After Reuven hangs up the phone, Reuven thinks to himself that I'm being Michael him. I see he unfortunately doesn't have the ability to pay me. I'm going to be Michael him. I'm not going to demand that he pay me the money that he owes me. A couple days later, Reuven's wife is speaking with him, and she asks him, you know, I remember that Shimon owes you money. What happened with that money that Shimon owes you? And Reuven tells her the story. And Reuven tells her, well, I called him, and he told me what a difficult situation is in, and that's why I was Michael him the money. And she gets very upset. She says, well, we need the money also. You had no right to be Michael him. So there are two questions here. The question here is, do you need to have a Mechila, but they have to have a Mechila, but peh? Or the fact that he just decided that that's what he's going to do in enough? So from our Gemara, it seems that the fact that the Mechila, the announcement had to be made in front of two people or in front of a Bezdin, just deciding by yourself that you're going to be Michael is not enough of Mechila. The Paiskim wanted to differentiate how the loan was created. If it's a loan that was in a document, so just deciding that I'm being Michael the money is not enough of a Mechila. If it wasn't in writing, it might be a different halacha. But now, even if we would say, because as we said earlier, it could be the Mechila that the Marit taught us, that the halachas of Mechila are quite lenient, and any type of Mechila maybe is considered a valid Mechila. The question is, what will be over here? Will it be considered do we have a new factor to take into consideration? And that is the fact that his wife is upset with this. So he quotes a very interesting psak. He says that there were two people that both needed to build a sukkah. So they decided that they're going to build the sukkah in the same location, and they hired workers that will help them transport all the materials and build the sukkah in the place that they designated. As they're starting to build the sukkah in that place, the wife of one of these two people shows up, and she's very upset. And she says, "I am not willing to have our sukkah in this location." And she was very sharp. She says, "If you're going to build our sukkah in this location, I'm going to my parents' home by myself for Yontif." Of course, this man did not want to have his shalom bayis disturbed over Yontif. And of course, he agreed with his wife, "We're going to build the sukkah where you want the sukkah to be built." But the other person says, "You know, we agreed to build the sukkah together and share the cost, and you can't just walk out in the middle." So they went to the Har Tzvi, to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, on Erev Yom Kippur with this Din Torah. So the one that says that you owe me and you have to keep your deal, says, "We made a kinyan, we made a deal, fair and square." Said the Har Tzvi that when somebody enters into a transaction that involves his wife in any way, there's an umdana, there's a safe assumption, says the Har Tzvi, that the wife, that any transaction is dependent on the agreement of his wife. So even though he had not checked with his wife where to put up the sukkah, it's self-understood that his wife's agreement is necessary. So he says, since it's self-understood that his wife's agreement is necessary, here we see that the wife is so adamant that she doesn't want the sukkah in that spot, so the whole kinyan never became a kinyan. If we take that approach to the shaila that we're discussing, it's also very similar. This Reuven was decided to be Michael Shimon, the amount that Shimon owes him. But obviously, money that's owed to Reuven doesn't only affect Reuven. Any money that's owed will very much affect Reuven's wife as well. That's the income, that's the finances that we have. And therefore, since his wife is very much a party to anything that he does regarding this money, if the wife, as we just gave the example, as we just spoke about, is adamantly against having this money forgiven, the halacha will be that the mechila, besides the fact that the mechila wasn't done explicitly, would not be considered a valid mechila. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Yaseir lav Amma Avriya, when we speak about how Amma Avriya goes out, she has something more than an Eved Ivri, that she goes out with Simonim. Says the Gemara, Amrei Shlokish, Amma Avriya Kainas Atzma, and Amma Avriya goes out, but Misa Sa'av, with her father passing away after he sold her, a Mishusa Adam, if after the father, after he sold, he died, she goes out from the owner, because he says a kav chaymer. The kav chaymer. Umas simonim she'em etzim mishus av. If a girl has this simonim, so she becomes a nara, but a girl who becomes a nara doesn't leave her father's authority until she, as we've learned previously, until she becomes a begeris. So, umas simonim she'em etzim mishus av metzim mishus adam, as we're learning that if she brings simonim, she no longer has to work for the owner. So then Misa, which mitzim reshusa'av, once the father unfortunately passes away, she's not part of his reshus anymore. Certainly, her father's passing, and it didn't, she mitzim reshus adam. Meisir Rabbi Yishia asks in that, we learned that our Mishnah, the Seir love of Mavriya, Shekoinis Atzma b'simonim. Vim Isa says, if you are correct, that when the father dies, she no longer is an Amma Avriya, Nisni Nami, why doesn't our Mishnah mention Misa Sa'av?
Answers the Gemara, Tana v'Shayir. The Gemara often gives this type of a teretz. Tana v'Shayir means that the Gemara did not give all the possible exceptions. Ask the Gemara, my Shire, the high Shire. Whenever the Gemara says that not all of the exceptions are mentioned, the rule in Shas is that if there's more than one exception exempt, then we say not all the exceptions were mentioned. But if there has to be at least two exceptions mentioned, so ask the Gemara, what other exception was not mentioned? Answers the Gemara, Shai Misas Adam, that the Mishnah didn't mention that the Amar Vriya goes out when the owner dies. Ask the Gemara, Imishim Misas Adam, that isn't considered that it was omitted. Lav Shiurihi, the Kivan Dekanam Be'ish, because even an Eved goes out when the owner dies, a Nirtza goes out when the owner dies. So we're trying to differentiate between the Eved Evri and the Amar Vriya. This is not a place of differentiation, like Tani, says the Gemara, Elanisni. So if that's the case, why doesn't the Mishnah mention, according to Reish Lakish, Mises Av? Says the Gemara, Tana Dovish Yesh like Kvitsa Katani. Our Mishnah only mentions something that we could identify, has a finite definition. Something like death, which is not something that has a finite time, like Tani. So Rishonim ask that our Mishnah does mention that the Nirtza goes up in Mises Adam. But we're saying now that death is Dovish Ein Lo Kitzvah, and anything that's Dovish Ein Lo Kitzvah is not mentioned in our Mishnah. Says the Shita Lo Noida Lami, that our Mishnah the Gemara doesn't mean to say that our Mishnah never mentions Dovish Ein Lo Kitzvah. What the Mishnah means to say is that since by an Eved Ivri, we didn't speak about Mises Adam, and we didn't speak by an Eved Ivri about any situation of Dovish Ein Lo Kitzvah, so when we're comparing Dovish Ein Lo Kitzvah to the Eved Ivri, we also don't mention Dovish Ein Lo Kitzvah. So the Shita Noida Lami continues to ask, but we learned many times, and the Mishnah mentioned, that one of the ways that they go out is Geroin Kesef. And Geroin Kesef is Dovish Ein Lo Kitzvah. Because as we keep on explaining, that it depends how long they already worked and how much money is to be deducted. So every moment that changes. So he says, it's still considered Dovish Ein Lo Kitzvah. Because indeed, the amount that he or she will have to give to free themselves constantly is changing, but the original amount that we began with is a Dovish Ein Lo Kitzvah. Since the original amount that we began with has a definite number, it's not to be considered Dovish Ein Lo Kitzvah. Ask the Gemara, V'simonim Ein Lo Kitzvah. We spoke about the Amar Avriya going out with Simonim, but ask the Gemara, we can never know for sure when they're going to come, and yet they were mentioned in our Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Sefer Ein Lo Kitzvah L'mala. We indeed don't know after she becomes a Nara exactly when the Simonim will come, that we should be able to identify a specific time. Aviyesh Lehem Kitzvah L'mata, that Simonim that come before a certain time are not considered Simonim. And the Gemara teaches this based on a Braisa. The Tanya the Braisa says, Ben Teisha Shonim Shevish Dei Saris, if you have a 9-year-old boy that brought Shtei Saris, Shumahen, they're meaningless, they're considered moles, they're not considered Shtei Saris. What about me, Ben Shonim Shonim, Ben Teisha Shonim Yamechad, from when he's 9 years old, Ad Ben Shtei Mesu Shonim Yamechad, till he's 12, Oidenbach, if they're still there after he's 12, Shuma. Yes, we hood Oimer, Simon. If they're still there, they're Simon for Godless. Then Shalashan Vashem Echot, if after 13 years old he brings Shtei Saris, the Reakel Simon, they're Simon Godless. So we see that there is some element of Kitzvah by the Simon. So again, the Gemara continues to challenge what the Shlokis said, that Amar Vriya goes out with Nisas Ho'ah. Ask the Gemara Moshe Rosh Hashanah. The Braisa teaches of Rosh Hashanah, Abba Manikohen. There are four cases where we give Hanukkah
which we're going to be discussing quite extensively still, to an Eved as he goes out free. Shloisha Bish, there are three circumstances by an Eved Ivri. If he goes out after 6 years, he goes out by Yoivo, or a Nirtza who goes out when the owner dies. The Shloisha, three of them apply by Omavriya, 6 years, Yoivo and Simon. Biati Yachal Weimar, Araba Echel. There are no four cases that apply to either one of them. Vifish Eid Simon Bish, Simonim is not something that's mentioned, is relevant by an Eved Ivri. The Ein Mitzia Bisha, and the din of Nir Mitzia doesn't apply by a woman. But ask the Gemara, if Isa, if you and Shlokish are correct, so why don't we mention Nirsni Nami, Misa Sa'av, that when Amavriya's father dies, she goes out free, and she's entitled to Anaka. Answer the Gemara, if you're going to say V'chi Tema, you'll say here the same terms that you attempted to say in Amar Aleph, the Tana B'Shire, the list is not exhaustive, and therefore this is included. Ask the Gemara for Arab Tana. And the best shot that I always like to learn is if the Mishnah says a number, if the Braisa says a number, Arba, it means this is it and no other case. The Chitayim Tana Davashesh Lakitsu Tani. So you'll say the other terms that we learned, that the Braisa is only mentioning things that are definite. Davash Ela Kitsu Lak Tani. Ask the Gemara with Simonim, Davash Ela Kitsu, and yet Tani. I will say, the Chitayim Hakanami, as Rav Safra said, that Simonim are considered Kitsu, because maybe they don't have a Kitsu at the high end, when, at what age do they become Simonim, but they are Kitsu at a minimum. It says the Gemara, the Braisa did mention Mises at Adam, when the owner dies. Now, the owner dying is certainly something, the Elam Kitzva, and you see it's still mentioned. So saying that we avoid mentioning something that Yesh Le Kitzva is certainly not the right way to go. It says the Gemara, Mises Adam Namlet Tan. You're right. The Braisa is avoiding anything that doesn't have a Kitzva. And says the Gemara, Mises Adam is also, Mises Adam is also not included. Says the Gemara, if you're going to say that Mrs. Oven is not included, El Arba, my view, how do we get to the, how do we have four ways that Hanukka, that they're entitled to Hanukka? My view, says the Gemara, Shionim, 6 years, Yoivu, Yoivu Sharitzia, which is when a Nirtza Yoivu comes. So Yoivu is being mentioned twice, but it's two different Yoivus. There's a Yoivu when the Evit goes out, and there's a yovel when the regular Ivri goes out by yovel, and there's a yovel for a nirtza. The yovel shavitzia v'amavriya b'simanim. So indeed, Mises Adam was excluded because Mises Adam is a case where it's ain like kitzva. Hachanan l'stabra, and says the Gemara that makes sense to explain the brisa the way Rav Sheshes. The way Rav Shimon just explained it, not the way Rav Sheshes explained it. The Ketani Sefer, if we look at the end, the Braisa made a comment. We can't find four situations by Eved Ivri or by Amar Avriya that they're entitled to Anoka. Vim Isa, if we're going to say that Mises Adam is a case where she's entitled to Anoka, I can't get you four cases. 6 years, Yovel, Simonim, or Mises Adam. So why do we say that there aren't four cases of Hanukkah by Amar Avriya? Shema Mino, from here we clearly see that the Bryce is avoiding Misa because it's Dovish Ein Lo Kitzva. Maser of Amram. So the Gemara continues to ask Amri Shlokish, who says that the Amar Avriya goes out with Mises Adam. The Bryce says, the following avodim get Hanoka, Hayotze b'shanim, and he goes out after 6 years. B'yoyvo b'misas Adam ve'avam avriya b'simonim. V'misa asked the Gemara the same question. If she goes out b'misas ha'av, so asked the Gemara the halacha ought to be that we should mention misas ha'av. V'chi teima, again says the Gemara, you'll suggest Tana v'shayir, the Tana is not giving us an exhaustive list, but ask the Gemara, the Braisa begins with the words
v'ha eluk tani. And when the Braisa says the word elu, it means elu, these to the exclusion of any other cases. V'chi teima davar sheyesh lo kitzuk tani. So we'll say the same teretz. The Braisa is only mentioning things that are definite. Davar sheyesh lo kitzuk like tani. But ask the Gemara for simonim. The Braisa mentioned simonim, which elam kitzva, and yet ktani. V'chi teima, and you'll say, well, simonim is elam kitzva because of Rav Safra, but says the Gemara, says v'ikam mesis adon. Mesis adon, death, as we've been learning throughout our shir, is certainly something which is elam kitzva, and yet it's mentioned. Says the Gemara, from here, we see Tiyufta the Rish Lakish, Tiyufta the Rish Lakish is refuted, and the Amma of Riya does not go out with Misas Ho'av. But ask the Gemara, Rish Lakish Kavachaymama, when we started our Sugi, Rish Lakish had a Kavachaymer to teach us how we know that she does go out with Misas Ho'av. So, says the Gemara, Prichahu, that Kavachaymer can be refuted. Because where did we want to learn it? From Simonim. Shemdikil Mavchurf, Mal is simonim. You can't compare Mises Ha'av to simonim. Because we said if she doesn't go out by simonim from her father, she does go out with his death. So certainly by Amar Avriya, who goes out with simonim, she should go out with the death of her father. Says the Gemara, they're not comparable. Mal is simonim, shenishtana aguf. By simonim, this woman is no longer the same woman. Time of Mises Ha'av, shekela nishtana aguf. And therefore, we can't learn the halacha of Mises Ha'av from Simonim. Says the Gemara, Tani Chada, Anak Eved Ivri, when we give Hanoka to an Eved Ivri, he receives it. Anak Avriya, but when we give Anak Avriya La'atzma, that's one Braisa, but Tani Yidach, but there's another Braisa that says Anak Avriya, the Anak that the Avriya receives, Umitziyasa, whatever she finds, is Lavia. Vein l'rabba, and if she finds something, the owner and the father are very different. The father gets what she finds. The owner gets schar b'teila. Schar b'teila is that during the time that she was picking this up, she couldn't work for her owner, so he's entitled to schar b'teila. So we see from here, points out Rabbi Chanan, that the ownership of a father in his daughter is a much stronger ownership than the ownership of an owner in his Amar Avriya. But we have a theory here. Who receives the Hanukka? One Bryce says the girl herself, and one says her father. How do we reconcile these two Bryces? So the Gemara suggests, my love, Hada Nafka b'Simonim, if she left her owner because of Simonim, so she's still under the father's jurisdiction, and that's why he gets the simonim. Had the nafkla be Mrs. Av, the father's no longer alive, so that's why she gets it. So we see that she goes out with Mrs. Av, and the Bryce is teaching us that when she goes out with Mrs. Av, the father is not here, so he doesn't get the hanukkah. Says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand. Loi, either we did nafkla be simonim. Both Bryces are speaking about that she went out with simonim. If the father's alive, he gets the hanaka, hadalei salav. But dying is not a reason that she goes out. Says the Gemara, bishlama anak avavrilim latzma. That we can understand. Lamute achim. Her brothers don't get it. The Tanya, the pasuk says regarding avodim kananim. A pasuk we started the shiur with. V'snachaltem oisam levnechem achreichem oisam levnechem. Avodim Knanim are your property that go Birusha, v'lo b'nesech l'b'nechem, and therefore her brothers don't get her anaka. Mikan, from here we learned, ein adam mayriz chus bita l'b'noi. El anak evri evri la'atzmoi. The Braisa began by teaching us that the anaka that the evri evri receives goes to the evri evri himself. Ask the Gemara Pshita. Of course it goes to he himself. Who else should it go to? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Yud Karas Kachazina Hachem. I see that the Yud, which is the smallest of all of the letters in the Alabes, became longer. In other words, indeed, there's no need to tell us that the that the Eved Ivri is Anoka goes to himself. But since we had to talk about the Anoka of the Om Avriya, it was expanded to teach us about the Anoka of the Eved Ivri. Abayama, even though there's no Chiddush in that. Abayama Hocham Rav Sheshes Hamani, who is the Tan of this Braisa? The Toihi, the Tanya, the Toi, I mean, we discussed this in our previous year. The Torah says, Hanik Tanik Loi, the Loi Labal Choyvai. That even though the Eved Ivri owes money to someone else, so we would think that when he receives that Hanoka, it should go directly to the person whom he owes money to, teaches us no. It goes La'atzmai, it goes to he himself, and not to anyone that he may owe money to.